Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. The legal fight continues over breathalyzer tests in Massachusetts, with tens of thousands of drunk driving cases possibly affected. Defense attorneys are raising new questions about the devices, and they say at least one of them contained potentially dangerous bacteria. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The machine in question is the Draeger 9510, which provides results for drunk driving cases. The machines have been at the center of a long court fight, and during a court hearing this week, defense attorneys say they found more problems, specifically that a machine was infested by rats and another may have been contaminated with MRSA when a breath test was given to someone with the potentially dangerous bacteria. Taunton attorney Tom Workman says the lab that annually calibrates the machines, the Office of Alcohol Testing, should have taken stronger action.
The Office of Alcohol Testing never notified the citizens who were tested on those machines that they had been tested on a machine that was infected. They also didn't notify the police officers who conducted the test.
The lab is the only part of the state crime lab that is not accredited, and Workman cites these new issues to bolster his argument that the machine's results should not be used in drunk driving cases until the lab is accredited. Prosecutors agree that accreditation should be the goal and say the lab is expected to apply for accreditation next year. But they also say these new incidents do not mean that the Draeger 9510 results are inaccurate. Assistant Suffolk DA Vince Damore says the lab addressed both the rodent and potential contamination issue. In the bacteria case, Damore says when Bedford police realized that a test was given to someone with MRSA, police and the lab made sure the equipment was clean and no one, he says, was ever at risk.
Both of those particular examples are at best examples of issues which may occur on a case-by-case basis, in the same way that an individual trooper or police officer may make an error in the administration of the test, but does not bear on the overall scientific reliability of the instrument.
These issues came up during a hearing this week. That's just the latest in the almost four-year-long legal battle over the machines. Earlier this year, state prosecutors agreed not to use evidence from the Draeger 9510 tests in cases between 2011 and 2017, except those involving death or serious injury. That agreement came about after it was learned that the Office of Alcohol Testing withheld evidence that some of the machines had failed their annual inspections. The state investigated, and it found that the lab failed to provide information that could be helpful to defense attorneys. Then the lab manager was fired, and some 20,000 documents were turned over to defense attorneys. A judge has said that these machines are clear to be used, but exactly when is what's in dispute. This week's hearing is to help determine that. Although Damore agrees that the lab should be accredited, he points out that only 22 labs in 12 states have achieved accreditation. So he's asking a judge to allow results from the Draeger 9510 to be used now.
Drunk driving is an incredibly dangerous offense, and it's one that has touched the lives of many of us. And the district attorneys, in our role as the safeguard, the folks who are supposed to safeguard public safety, are anxious to have the opportunity again to offer this highly relevant, highly probative, and I would suggest highly reliable evidence again.
Many defense attorneys say they're telling their clients to refuse a breath test, even though that carries an automatic driver's license suspension, typically for 6 months. OUI attorney Michael Del Signori says these machine issues, coupled with the two recent drug lab scandals in Massachusetts, bolster the case for accreditation.
When the scientists are essentially a wing of the law enforcement, as sort of happened in the drug lab scandals, that's when you have people wrongfully convicted, inaccurate test results, and I think that further strengthens the argument.
In the drug lab scandals, tens of thousands of drug cases were dismissed because of problems in state labs. Tom Workman estimates this case affects tens of thousands of people charged with drunk driving in Massachusetts. Another hearing is scheduled for later this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.